The essence of all religion, the nine columns, the essence of all the scriptures. All obstacles are destroyed through the nine columns.
I am giving you a book to read. I am not giving you big books to read. Just a small one for you. Just say this much. Just this much.
That is fine.
Just read this one. Read the entire thing. This is a medicine that I am giving you. It is a medicine that is to be read. These nine columns are only to be read. This is not a medicine that requires doing. Besides, whatever you are doing is correct. But this is a medicine that calls for nurturing the intention, bhavana. Therefore, keep reading what we are giving you. All kinds of obstacles will break through them. So first, take a minute or two and read these nine columns.
The nine columns. Column number one. O Dada Bhagwan, give me the absolute energy not to hurt, cause anyone to hurt, nor instigate anyone to hurt the ego of any living being, even to the slightest extent. Give me the absolute energy not to hurt, even to the slightest extent, the ego of any living being, and to conduct my thoughts, speech, and action in a manner that is accepted by all.
Hey Dada Bhagwan, mane koi pan dehdhari jivatmano, kinchit matra pan aham na dubhai, na dubhavai, ke dubhava pratye na anumodai, evi param shakti apo. Mane koi pan dehdhari jivatmano, kinchit matra pan aham na dubhai, evi syadvad vani, syadvad vartan, અને સ્યાદવાદ મનન કરવાની પરમ શક્તિ આપો.
કલમ નંબર ટુ. ઓ દાદા ભગવાન, ગીવ મી ધ એબ્સોલ્યુટ એનર્જી નોટ ટુ હર્ટ, કોઝ એની વન ટુ હર્ટ, નોર ઇન્સ્ટિગેટ એની વન ટુ હર્ટ ધ ફાઉન્ડેશન ઓફ એની રિલિજન, ઇવન ટુ ધ સ્લાઇટેસ્ટ એક્સટેન્ટ. ગીવ મી ધ એબ્સોલ્યુટ એનર્જી નોટ ટુ હર્ટ, ઇવન ટુ ધ સ્લાઇટેસ્ટ એક્સટેન્ટ, ધ ફાઉન્ડેશન ઓફ એની રિલિજન, એન્ડ ટુ કન્ડક્ટ માય થોટ્સ, speech and action in a manner that is accepted by all.
હે દાદા ભગવાન, મને કોઈ પણ ધર્મનું કિંચિત માત્ર પણ પ્રમાણ ન દુભાય, ન દુભાવાય, કે દુભાવવા પ્રત્યે ન અનુમોદાય, એવી પરમ શક્તિ આપો. મને કોઈ પણ ધર્મનું કિંચિત માત્ર પણ પ્રમાણ ન દુભાવાય, એવી સ્યાદવાદ વાણી, સ્યાદવાદ વર્તન અને સ્યાદવાદ મનન કરવાની પરમ શક્તિ આપો.
Column number 3. O Dada Bhagwan, give me the absolute energy not to slander, offend, or disrespect any living preacher, monk, nun, or religious head.
Hey Dada Bhagwan, mane koi pan dehdhari upadesak, sadhu, sadhvi, acharyano, avarnavad, aprad, avinay na karvani param shakti apo.
Column number 4. O Dada Bhagwan, give me the absolute energy not to, nor cause anyone to, nor instigate anyone to, dislike or have contempt for any living being, even to the slightest extent.
Hey Dada Bhagwan, mane koi pan dehdhari jivatma pratye, kinchit matra pan, abhav, tiraskar, kyarei pan na karai, na karavai, ke karta pratye na anumodai, એવી પરમ શક્તિ આપો.
કલમ નંબર 5. ઓ દાદા ભગવાન, ગીવ મી ધ એબ્સોલ્યુટ એનર્જી નોટ ટુ, નોર કોઝ એની વન ટુ, નોર ઇન્સ્ટિગેટ એની વન ટુ સ્પીક ઇન હાર્સ ઓર ડિસ્પેરેજિંગ લેંગ્વેજ ટુવર્ડ્સ એની લિવિંગ બિંગ ઇવન ટુ ધ સ્લાઇટેસ્ટ એક્સટેન્ટ. ઇફ સમવન સ્પીક્સ ઇન હાર્સ ઓર ડિસ્પેરેજિંગ લેંગ્વેજ, ગીવ મી ધ એનર્જી ટુ સ્પીક લેંગ્વેજ દેટ ઇઝ સ્ટ્રેટ ફોરવર્ડ એન્ડ વિથ હ્યુમિલિટી.
હે દાદા ભગવાન, મને કોઈ પણ દેહધારી જીવાત્મા સાથે ક્યારેય પણ કઠોર ભાષા, તંતીલી ભાષા ના બોલાય, ના બોલાવાય, કે બોલવા પ્રત્યે ના અનુમોદાય, એવી પરમ શક્તિ આપો. કોઈ કઠોર ભાષા, તંતીલી ભાષા બોલે તો મને મૃદુરૂજુ ભાષા બોલવાની શક્તિ આપો.
કલમ નંબર 6. ઓ દાદા ભગવાન, ગીવ મી ધ એબ્સોલ્યુટ એનર્જી not to have, nor cause anyone to have,
nor instigate anyone to have, even to the slightest extent, any sexual faults, desires, gestures, or faults related to sexual thoughts towards any living being, be it male, female, or of bisexual orientation. Give me the absolute energy to be continuously free from all sexual impulses.
Hey Dada Bhagwan, મને કોઈ પણ દેહધારી જીવાત્મા પ્રત્યે સ્ત્રી પુરુષ અગર નપુંસક ગમે તે લિંગધારી હોય તો તેના સંબંધી કિંચિત માત્ર પણ વિષય વિકાર સંબંધી દોષો ઈચ્છાઓ ચેષ્ટાઓ કે વિચાર સંબંધી દોષો ન કરાય ન કરાવાય કે કરતા પ્રત્યે ન અનુમોદાય એવી પરમ શક્તિ આપો મને નિરંતર નિર્વિકાર રહેવાની પરમ શક્તિ આપો
કલમ નંબર 7 ઓ દાદા ભગવાન ગીવ મી ધ એનર્જી ટુ નોટ હેવ એક્સેસિવ ટેમ્પ્ટેશન ઇન એની પર્ટિક્યુલર ફૂડ ટેસ્ટ ગીવ મી ધ એબ્સોલ્યુટ એનર્જી ટુ ટેક મિલ્સ વિથ અ બેલેન્સ ઓફ ઓલ ટેસ્ટ
હે દાદા ભગવાન મને કોઈ પણ રસમાં લુબ્ધપણું ન કરવાની પરમ શક્તિ આપો સમરસી ખોરાક લેવાય એવી પરમ શક્તિ આપો
કલમ નંબર 8 ઓ દાદા ભગવાન ગીવ મી ધ એબ્સોલ્યુટ એનર્જી નોટ ટુ નોર કોઝ એનીવન ટુ નોર ઇન્સ્ટિગેટ એનીવન ટુ સ્લેન્ડર ઓફેન્ડ ઓર ડિસરિસ્પેક્ટ એની બીઈંગ બી ધે પ્રેઝન્ટ ઓર એબસન્ટ લિવિંગ ઓર ડેડ
હે દાદા ભગવાન મને કોઈ પણ દેહધારી જીવાત્માનો પ્રત્યક્ષ અગર પરોક્ષ જીવંત અગર મૃત્યુ પામેલાનો કોઈનો કિંચિત માત્ર પણ અવર્ણવાદ અપરાધ અવિનય ન કરાય ન કરાવાય કે કરતા પ્રત્યે ન અનુમોદાય એવી પરમ શક્તિ આપો
કલમ નંબર 9 ઓ દાદા ભગવાન ગીવ મી ધ એબ્સોલ્યુટ એનર્જી ટુ બીકમ એન ઇન્સ્ટ્રુમેન્ટ ફોર ધ સાલ્વેશન ઓફ ધ વર્લ્ડ
હે દાદા ભગવાન મને જગત કલ્યાણ કરવાનું નિમિત્ત બનવાની પરમ શક્તિ આપો શક્તિ આપો શક્તિ આપો
પ્લીઝ Keep this in mind. Read these 9 columns 3 times a day. You should ask this much from Dada Bhagwan. This is not something that is to be recited daily. It is something that should remain in your heart. This is something that should be nurtured daily with applied awareness. The essence of all scriptures is encompassed in this much text.
Did you read it word for word?
Yes, sir. I have read everything carefully.
Do not hurt anyone's ego.
Please explain the meaning of the first column. O Dada Bhagwan, give me the absolute energy not to hurt, cause anyone to hurt, nor instigate anyone to hurt the ego of any living being, even to the slightest extent. Give me the absolute energy not to hurt, even to the slightest extent, the ego of any living being, and to conduct my thoughts, speech, and action in a manner that is accepted by all.
We are asking for Syadvad Vani, speech that is accepted by all, so that no one's ego is hurt. Such speech will come forth for you gradually. The speech that I am speaking is verily the result I have obtained by nurturing this very intentions.
But in this, although no one's ego should be hurt, it doesn't mean that I should support someone's ego, does it?
No, you are not to support the ego. Rather, the ego should not be hurt. What I am saying is, do not break the glasses. That does not mean that you should protect the glasses. They already lie protected. Therefore, do not break them. Then they will remain in their protected state by default. You should not become instrumental, a nimit, in breaking them. If they are breaking, then do not become instrumental in breaking them. And you are to nurture the intention. May no living being be hurt through me. May no one's ego be shattered. Maintain this much. Consider the other person to be beneficial.
In business, it is not always the case that the other person's ego is not hurt. I constantly end up hurting the ego of one person or another.
That is not considered hurting someone's ego. The ego is hurt, for instance, when a person tries to speak and you say, that's enough, you are not to speak. Do not hurt his ego in this way. Whereas in business, it is not actually the ego that is hurt, it is the mind that is hurt.
But it's not as if the ego is a good thing, right? So then, what is the problem in hurting it?
He himself currently believes he is the ego, therefore you should not hurt it. He himself is all of that. In whatever he does, he believes, I am indeed this. Therefore, you should not hurt it. That is why you should not scold anyone, not even the family members. You should make sure that no one's ego is hurt. No one's ego should be hurt. If a person's ego is hurt, then he becomes estranged from you. Thereafter, he will not come close to you again. You should never say to someone, you are useless, you are like this, you are like that. You should not belittle anyone like that. Yes, you may scold him. There is no objection to scolding him. But in whichever way possible, the ego should not be hurt. There is no problem if he gets hit on the head, as long as his ego is not hurt. You should not shatter anyone's ego. And you should not have contempt for anyone, not even the house help. Contempt hurts his ego. If you do not need his services, then tell him gently, I do not need your services. And if it does not hurt his ego, then you can even let him go by giving him some money as settlement. The money will be recovered, but his ego should not be hurt. Otherwise, he will bind vengeance. He will bind tremendous vengeance. He will not allow you to progress spiritually. He will come in the way. This is actually a very subtle point. Nevertheless, if you happen to hurt someone's ego, then you should ask for the energy, in accordance with this kalam, from us, the Lord within. Therefore, because one maintains an opinion that differs from whatever has happened, there is not much liability for that. This is because one's opinion has now changed. By asking for this, the opinion that was previously there of hurting someone's ego has now become different from the action.
What does it mean to have become separate from the opinion?
Dada Bhagwan, the Lord within, has understood. Now this poor fellow, Chandubhai, no longer has the intention of hurting anyone's ego. You do not have the desire to hurt anyone, yet this ends up happening. Whereas for the people of the world, who are not self-realized, it ends up happening in concordance with their desire. Therefore, by saying this kalam, your opinion becomes different from the action. Therefore, you have become free from that context. Therefore, all you have to do is ask for the energy, shakti. You do not have to do anything else. You just have to ask for the energy. This does not need to be put into application.
Asking for the energy is fine. But what should we do so that the other person's ego is not hurt?
No, you do not have to do anything like that. You just have to ask for the energy as per this kalam. That is all. Nothing else has to be done. Right now, when someone's ego ends up being hurt, it is an effect that has already come into discharge. That which has happened now had already been decided, and it is not possible to stop it either. To try to change that is just a headache. But if you say this kalam, then the liability no longer remains.
And it should be spoken genuinely, with a true heart.
Actually, everything should be done genuinely, with a true heart. And whoever speaks this kalam does not do so insincerely. He indeed does it genuinely. But in this, your opinion has now become different from the action. This is the most ultimate science of a kind. You do not have to act in accordance with the nine kalams. You simply have to say them. You simply have to ask for the energy. Dada Bhagwan, give me the energy. I want this energy. So you will attain that energy and the liability will cease. Whereas, what kind of knowledge does the world teach you? Do not do this. Oh brother, I do not want to do it, but it ends up happening. That is why your knowledge does not fit with me. This approach fails to stop things from happening in the future, and it also fails to prevent them from happening right now. Both get spoiled. Therefore, the approach should be one that fits.